And our next class, craft class, will be Saturday, February 21st at 2 p.m. Please make a note of that. And the reverse craft fair will be held here May 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And there's information regarding that. And please see those who are mentioned in the bulletin, Nancy and Fran and Mary Ann or Linda Foote, regarding that. You'll see the dates for Vacation Bible School. If you'd like to volunteer for that, please make note of that. And another thing, we learned at the consistory meeting yesterday, we'll have a Easter Bunny here on March 21st. Meet the Easter Bunny on March 21st from noon to 2 p.m. Okay, are there any additional announcements? I see Craig's hand.
Yep, a few things. Yep, we wanted to talk about the Easter Bunny being here with a photo op opportunity on the 21st. Secondly, unfortunately, we do not have the mason jars with us today. So if you're looking to take advantage of the Lenten challenge, where if you're not used to it, what you do is the item that you are giving up for Lent, you normally go out and purchase. What you do is you take that money and put it in the mason jar, keep it there, and you bring all that money in on Easter Sunday.
Right.
I'm surprised every year how much money I spend on Calvin College. It's amazing, you know, when you go out there. Thirdly, I have in my hand, if you've not seen this before, the 225th anniversary of the Woodstock Reformed Church. We still have these medallions left. They come in a lovely blue or red pouch. If you are interested in one, please see myself or a consistory member, and we can get you one. Lastly, I'm putting the newsletter together for March. If you saw the January and the February one, we had not chosen the missions of the month yet because we got snowed out in January and then we met yesterday. This year, we are having 12 different missions. One each month is going to change. And I'm going to look at Christy because I forgot who it is for February already. I think it's Danielle's house. I believe it is Danielle's house because we didn't have
a that sounds right.
Going to the Schenectady City Mission.
Yes.
This month is Danielle's house. So when it's next week or today, we collect for it. That will go to Danielle's house. But you will see that list in the newsletter when it comes out of who we've chosen this year.
Wonderful. When I came in this morning, I saw some food going downstairs, and while we were having Sunday school this morning, there was some food coming in also. So hard to concentrate, so hard to concentrate. And so after service this morning, you're invited to join us downstairs for our large coffee hour. Thank you for those who have prepared and brought things, and we will be glad to eat it up. All right. Are there any other announcements before? Yes, Fran.
We will be singing. The choir will be singing next Sunday. So we do need to rehearse for a few minutes right after the church.
All right. And if someone else would pray for the meal, please do not wait for me to get downstairs because I'll be up here with choir practice. Someone else can say a prayer and then go ahead and eat. Or pray over your own meal. don't wait for me with that. I'll be up here with choir practice. Our help is in the name of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Let us prepare for worship during this time of prelude. Gathered in thy name, Lord Jesus. Let us join together, please, in the singing of our introit. gentle spirit. If you're able to stand with us, we invite you to do so at this time. Our synthesis this morning will come to us from Exodus chapter 24, verses 12 to 18. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up on a mountain and wait there, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandments which I have written for their instruction." Then Moses went up on the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. And the cloud covered it 6 days, and on the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud.
And on the appearance of the glory of the Lord, it was like a devouring fire.
And Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Let's continue our worship with our first hymn of praise, hymn number 47, "God Will Take Care of You."
Thank you.
you. Please be seated. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and their righteous thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he might have mercy upon them, to our God, that he might abundantly pardon. Let us pray together. Good and gracious God, on the mountaintop, your glory shone in the face of Jesus. Yet we confess that we often fail to see your light in our daily lives. We are quick to speak, but slow to listen, eager to remain in moments of comfort while avoiding the path that leads to the cross. Hear us as we spend a few moments of silent prayer and reflection. Hear us as we pray. Forgive us from the times we have hidden from your presence, for the ways we have dimmed the light of your love, through fear, doubt, or selfishness. Transform our hearts, O Lord, so that we may reflect your glory in the valleys as well as the heights, and follow faithfully wherever you lead. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget not all of his benefits. David names two and a whole bunch more. Who forgives all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases. Beloved people of God, believe this good news and let us live in the loving kindness of our God.
Lord, have mercy on us. Come and heal our land. Cleanse with your fire, heal with your touch. Humbly we bow and call upon you now, O Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord, have mercy on us.
And just before we're seated, let us affirm what we believe by saying, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his Son, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and of life everlasting. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Hear these words our Lord Jesus Christ has said. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second one is like to it. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. On these two commands depends all of the law and all of the prophets. Amen. Our words of assurance will come to us today from Psalm number 99. Oh, okay.
Psalm number 99. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise thy great and terrible name. Holy is he, mighty king, lover of justice. Thou hast established equity. Thou hast executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Extol the Lord our God. Worship at the footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called on his name. They cried to the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the statutes that he gave them. O Lord our God, thou didst answer them. Thou wast a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy.
This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. Right now, our ministry of music, Everlasting Love. You have the words in our bullet program.
Thank you. music. Music is that which brings us into the very presence of God. I thank you, Fran and Linda, for providing music for this church. There's a common theme for our children's sermon. There's a common theme that we see in our text today. There's a common theme in our text today, as well as what we read in the Old Testament when Moses went up into Mount Sinai to meet with God. It was mentioned in the passage we read, but on occasions when Moses went up the mountain, when he came down, the Bible says his face shone. It was bright. It was so bright that the people of Israel said, "Would you mind putting a veil over that? It's just too bright for us." It's because he met with God. In our text today, we learn of how Jesus went up into a mountain with Peter, James, and John. And the Bible says his raiment became white as snow. And I thought about this thing of light. And light is something that we're familiar with often in the narratives of Jesus. Jesus says he's the light of the world, but he also said that we are the light of the world. And light has its benefits, some wonderful things. Light takes away the darkness. Now, we were meeting at nighttime and there was no light at all outside. And I asked for all the lights to be extinguished inside. The only light you will see is this candle. But notice something is happening with this light while I'm talking to you right now. It's been affected by the breath, my breath. It's been affected by my breath, and it's not necessarily because my breath stinks. But it does. But you know, when the Bible says that we are the light of the world, sometimes the winds of oppression comes about us, circumstances, and it causes that light to distinguish. So what do we do? But what if it keeps going out?
Need somebody to help me.
Keep on lighting it. Be a light. Be a light. And there are some times that we just don't want others to know that we're light. We try to cut. But guess what? You can still see it. You can still see it. And I'll try to cover this thing up when people can't see that I'm a light. But we are lights. Beloved, not just for Rebecca. Molly, sorry. That's so great. Not just for Molly, our youngest of those of us here. Unless you're who's the oldest. No, not just for Molly. I'm not looking at anybody. Not just for Molly, but for all of us. Let your light shine. Let's say this for Kent as well. Let my light shine this week. And when circumstances or problems blow it out, Timmy, what do I do? Father God, thank you that not only did you say that you are the light of the world, but you remind us that we next demonstration, number 412.
Thank you. Please be seated. Let us pray. Father God, we pray that you would indeed bless your word. In like manner, when many of us sit down to eat, we ask a blessing upon the food. As we are fixing to eat spiritual food, we ask a blessing on the spiritual food. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture lesson this morning will come to us from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17. This is Transfiguration Sunday. I was about to say transformation, and I couldn't get that word out of my mind. Transfiguration Sunday. Matthew chapter 17, the first 9 verses. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up high a mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his garments became as light, white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is well that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 booths here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking, and when, lo, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were filled with awe. Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And when they were coming down to the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." What interesting words to hear that sound from heaven. And I don't know how that sound sounded. Was it a deep, thundering voice? What we do know is it was such a sound that the disciples, Scripture says, were filled with awe. Another word for that in the Greek is the word phobia. They were filled with fear. The Bible says, "And Jesus came and touched them, saying, 'Rise and have no fear.'" And I looked up that word touched there, touched. And it has in its meaning, in the Greek definition, of something that brings light. Something that brings light. And when Jesus touched them in their moments of darkness and foreboding fear, Jesus brought light. And I'd just like to share for just a few moments this morning the subject, "Whatever happens on the mountain stays on the mountain." Of course, you know, I borrowed that from "Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." And it's interesting that Jesus said something to the disciples at the end of this text. He said, "Don't tell anyone what happened here. Keep it to yourself." This liturgical season of Lent will begin, as we mentioned, on this coming Wednesday. And I really hope the weather is nice. The first time I looked, it said freeze and rain. And now I think it said something about rain, and maybe it's not going to do much. If it rains, I'll have my umbrella. Because I'm really looking forward to having ashes out there. And anyone who comes will just put ashes. And by the way, the other time I've done that, we've had a number of people from this community, people who drove out from other places. They heard we were doing this, and we're coming out. And there are other places that have drive-through ashes. It's a wonderful time to do that. But then that begins this Lenten season. And just to mention a couple of things with Lent. One of the first things you will notice is this color will be different next Sunday. And no longer will, you know what, it should be white today. You don't see the green there. Oops, forgot to turn it. So pretend that's white. And next Sunday, it will be, boy, that's, I shouldn't have done that. It will be purple. It will be purple. And it will remain purple all the way up until Monday, Thursday. And Monday, Thursday, we changed the color to red, which symbolizes the blood of Jesus Christ. And then on Good Friday, we take all of the colors away because it's a horrible time in the church year when Jesus died. It was a horrible time for the disciples when Jesus died. Oh yes, Jesus said he'll come again. But how often the disciples heard Jesus say something and they really didn't believe it? Oh, I'm not going to fault them, because I wonder how many times do I read things in the Bible where God said something and it takes me a while to believe. And it must have been a horrible time for the disciples and Mary, particularly his mother, when Jesus died, even though Jesus said he will rise again. So one of the things we do within our churches, all of our churches, we take the colors off and we move it away. And if you're here for our Good Friday service, we always end it in silence. We ask everyone, when you're here, when the service is done, to leave this room quietly, not talking to anyone. If you want to talk outside, that's different. But what that symbolizes is the sorrow that's there because of Jesus' death. But then comes Easter. Oh, I love Easter. Not only because the fast is over, and that's what this Lenten season is. We fast. We give up something. And you hear people talk about that often. What are you giving up? It is notorious in this church that one year I decided to give up chocolate chip cookies. And I was serious about that. I really love cookies. I love cookies. And this is something that I think sometimes irritate Colleen. I would sneak a bag of cookies with me when I'm going to bed. And that's my snack throughout the night. And it will last about an hour or so, maybe. I take a cookie for every 30 minutes. I just love the cookies. It is something about that that's comfort food. And I gave it up one year. And never do that again, but I gave it up. Guess what? On Sunday morning, on Easter, I started eating it again. That's not really the purpose of giving it up. The giving it up is to get rid of it. So we don't just get rid of things that we want to fast on. And it might be good, you know, to give up soda, chips, and all the other things. But what other parts of our lives in this Easter season, this Lenten season, invites us to give that up? Pope Leo has encouraged many to, during this Lenten season, to give up hate and to give love. I like that. To give up hate, and we see so much of that in our world today, and the way we talk to each other, and the way we express ourselves. Give those things up. And as Peter and James and John were climbing a mountain, I'd just like to encourage us to think of some things about climbing. One thing is, climbing is not always about the voyage. Climbing is not always about the voyage. I kind of wonder what Peter, James, and John and Jesus talked about as they climbed. I kind of guess maybe Peter, James, and John asked him some questions. I heard people say, you know, when I get to heaven, one of the first things I'm going to do is look for Jesus and ask him questions. Maybe first thing some of us would do will be to look for our loved ones. I like to think that when we are close to going up to heaven, God calls all of our loved ones to say, come on now, gather together. It calls all of our furry pets. I have some furry pets I can't wait to see. Others, I'll be surprised if they're up there. Anyway, furry pets. And I can't wait. And he'll gather all of them together. And what a time that would be. But some will say, when I get to heaven, I want to talk to Jesus. I want to ask him questions. So as they journey up to that mountaintop experience, I wonder if Jesus and the disciples, those three, asked questions of Jesus. I wonder if they sang. You know, they sang a whole lot, the disciples. When they were going to the Garden of Gethsemane from the upper room, they sang songs. And I kind of wonder, what kind of songs did they sing? I love country music. I grew up on country music, country gospel, and I grew up on a little bit of bluegrass. I don't understand this faster stuff. I'm not criticizing. I just don't know. And so I wonder if they sang some Gaither songs. And I wonder what they did. But climbing is not always about the voyage. Climbing is not always about the view. Matthew chapter 17, verse 2 says, and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as snow. I wonder if they thought at that moment, wow, this is why we're here. Jesus brought us up here so he can just show us what he really looks like. You see, the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 2 that God, when he came down to earth, humbled himself, became like a human. And he took on the form of humanity. And so the disciples, when Jesus was walking with them all those 3 years and plus, they didn't see what Peter, James, and John saw when they're up on that mountain. And oh, how wonderful that must have been for them to see that. Wow, so white, so bright, that not even the best cleaner can clean a garment that bright. But it wasn't just about the view. And I will just mention to you just lastly, climbing is sometimes about the voice of God to the people of God. You see, when they saw Jesus shine, and then they saw Moses and Elijah there, and I wish we could take some time, and we won't this morning, but we take some time to ask the question, well, how did they know it was Moses and Elijah? Because back then, they didn't have pictures like we have. They couldn't go to their phone and say, all right, Siri, oops, I'm sorry, show me Moses. And then picked up a picture of Moses. There he goes. Siri, show me Elijah. They didn't have any of that. How did they know what Moses and Elijah looked like? Well, they knew perhaps because of what Scripture said, how Scripture described them. Or maybe they were introduced to them. We don't know. But we know Peter started to speak up and say, oh, it's great that you are here with Jesus. It's great that you're here with Moses. And like, why don't we just build three booths, three little shacks, get you out of the sun, let y'all be able to linger and stay here for a while. Take a rest. Don't be in a rush to get up. Why don't we do all of that? And all of a sudden, this is my son, the beloved. Three other words. Listen to him. Listen to him. I wonder what Jesus said to him. Because the text doesn't say. Did you notice that with me? That the text doesn't say what Jesus said to them. All the text says that after they heard the voice, they were afraid, and Jesus lifted them up. And the only thing he said was, tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. So there had to have been something else. Was God saying, listen to him, not only what you heard on the mountain, but listen to him as you go throughout your life off this mountain and walk with him? How do we listen to God today? We listen to him through his word. From Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, Corinthians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus, and Philemon, Hebrew, and in James, Peter, John, Jude, Revelation is the word of God. There was a time when I could do that all in one breath. Now I have to take a whole bunch of breaths, and if you were following along, I skipped a couple of those. Samuel was in there somewhere. I left him off. I don't know if I said Romans, but he's there too. But we listen to God by reading his word. We listen to God when we pray. You see, when we pray and talk to God, part of that prayer is listening to God talking back to us, just having a conversation with him. sometimes we listen to God and we just get alone and quiet. I'm into the music that Linda and Fran provides for this congregation. We're so grateful for that. And sometimes I listen to music in the quietness of a situation. Sometimes we listen to God in a way that Jimmy said a moment ago when we were doing the children's. He said, help somebody, let someone else help you light your light. And sometimes God speaks to us through other believers. That's why we gather together, that encouragement to keep going on. How do we listen to God? Sometimes it's not about the journey, the voyage, not about the view, but it's about listening to the voice of God. Let us pray. Father God, as we begin in a few days this Lenten journey, beginning with Ash Wednesday, and many of us would observe Lent, and certainly in our worship we would be thinking about the Lenten process. As we approach Maundy Thursday, and Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday, all these important and special days in our church calendar. But more than that, help us to take away what the disciples, James and Peter and John, heard you say, this is my son, listen to him. Help us to listen to Jesus in our journey of faith. In your most holy name we pray. Amen. Right now, we will invite our ushers to come as we receive our tithes and our offerings. Opportunity to receive these gifts, we ask our blessing upon them in Christ's most holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us pass the peace.
given up time of service action. Thank you for your patience and going back. What a joy to not only gather together, but what a joy it is that we can approach the throne of God. And I know every Sunday we have a time of prayer, but just to give you a quick glance of what I imagine at this moment, I imagine in heaven the music is still going, the angels are still singing, saints are still meeting together, talking, oh, remember this and look at that. But on the throne, God, seeing and hearing all of that, says to one of the angels next to him, shh, 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 shh. My child is asking me something. And he listens to us. And every time you pray to God, God does that. Oh, yes, he hears the praise of heaven. He sees all the glorious things up there. But he's not ignoring you. He's not ignoring us. Think of that, beloved, when we go to the Lord in prayer. Just before we pray, I wonder if there's a prayer request you would like all of us to join you in. Any prayer requests? Let's go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Father God, thank you for those mountaintop experiences. And while we may not be able to go back in time with Peter and James and John and Jesus and travel up that mountain, how rugged some of those steps must have been, how windy it had to have been at the top, how interesting the journey must have been. You must have been tired when you got up there. We cannot go back to that. But we can have moments like this where we lift our eyes to the hills and recognize our help comes from you, Holy Father. Excuse me. And when you look down upon this earth and you see everything that is happening right now, your heart must be breaking. We know ours are. The way that people are hurting each other, way that people are fighting, not only with weapons and instruments like these, but they are also fighting with their tongues. We say so many hurtful things to each other. And sometimes those hurtful things sting much greater than if someone were to cut us with a knife. That must hurt you to see that, Holy Father. Sadden you, as it does us. Help us, Father, to not be among those who continue to do those things. Help us to be just like you invited us, to be lights. And then you said to the disciples, by this shall all men know that you are mine, if you have love one for the other. Holy Father, help us to do that. We pray, Father, for our world and nations. And we pray for those who are ill and sick and suffering. Some sufferings are alone. Some are hurting and ill here today, but we don't say that. We keep that to ourselves, and that's okay. But you know about it. And we pray, Holy Father, that you will hear all of our prayers. And then as we spend just a few moments in silent prayer, Holy Father, we ask that you will hear the prayers of your people. And then we remember the words you taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come,
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Just a reminder that right after the service, we'll have choir practice, and we invite any who would like to join and sing with us, join up front with us. Let's take our hymnals, please, and turn to our last hymn of praise. Precious Lord, take my hand. Shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you.